Join the rebellion now.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicki and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, a full-service lumber yard, wants to help you out, friends. Get in touch with our great friends at Harbin Lumber. I love these guys. I love what they do. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. Hey, if you're an upset builder, remodeler, handyman, you already know them. If you use them in the past and maybe use somebody else, then get back to them. If you never used them, what they always say is, give us a chance. We want to earn your more of your business. Give us a small job, and let's see how we do. And then we'll earn more of your business. They want to team with you. They want to earn your business with more support in the future. They're going to learn about you. They're going to learn about your business. They're going to help you save more efficient with your time and your money. It's great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number for 100 years now, 353-5053. I joked before that their old number was 12 or Sarah, get me Harbin Lumber. Now it's 353-5053. During the break, Ben Milstead came in. He's leaving at 12 today, 12:30 today. Brad Brunell is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that. And we're talking about what the games are going to be like, Zach, and what the crowd's going to be like. First, because it's a smaller arena, Zach, can you look these up for me?
Sure.
You're the best, dude. Can you look up, again, for this arena in Omaha, it's 15,000. Can you look up Staples Center in L.A.? Atlanta's is called, what's that place called? You know.
Phillips?
Yeah, Phillips Arena. And then in Boston, it's the Fleet Center, whatever. Can you look up basketball attendance for those or capacity for those?
The Fleet Center?
Yep. Isn't it Fleet Center in Boston?
They're playing in the Fleet Center?
Yeah.
They're not playing in TD Bank?
TD Bank, whatever it is.
What the heck's the Fleet Center?
I thought that's where the Celtics play.
They play in TD Bank Garden.
TD, yeah, Boston, yeah, whatever. Anyway. So.
Staples.
Yes.
21.
So see, that's 50% bigger. 50%? No, not quite, but you know.
Phillips Arena.
Yeah.
21.
Right.
TD Bank Garden. 19.5.
So part of this thing, the reason that my point here is that the get in price and the average price for the tickets in Omaha right now on StubHub is the highest one. Or Vivid Seats, I should say. Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats said the get in price in Omaha is $248. The get in price in Boston is $207, and LA is $91, and Atlanta's $84. Now, the average price in Omaha is $414, Boston $325, LA $245, Atlanta $202. So, there's several reasons for this.
Reason number one.
Reason number one, and the most important one, is Lawrence, Kansas is 200 miles away from Omaha, Nebraska. And I'd look it up where the other fans are coming from. Like, let me see, like Kansas City. Let's see how far that is. If you live in Kansas City, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes from Kansas City. So Kansas fans are going to flood the building. The other thing there is that the small arena means less tickets. So bigger demand, less of a supply. Finally, you've got teams that are used to traveling in Kansas and Duke and a little bit of Syracuse too. And those schools, I mean, Duke will have it. I told Ben, here's what you're going to see. And I'm pretty sure this is how it's going to break down. All right, there's 15,000, right? Isn't that the capacity of the place?
Yep.
what you're going to see is each team gets 1,000. So Clemson's going to have 1,000. Syracuse is going to have 1,000. They'll sell those tickets out. Duke will have 3,000 fans there. You just got like a Subway alumni of Duke fans. Do you see where Duke's Twitter? Like how many people follow Duke on Twitter? It's the number one brand on Twitter, I think, of all college athletics, Duke basketball. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's according to Kelly Graham. I'm going with that one. So, and then you'll have 10,000 Kansas fans. So think about this, Zach. In the Syracuse-Duke game, Clemson fans will be pulling for who?
In the Syracuse-Duke game, they'll be pulling for Syracuse.
Right. In the Syracuse-Duke game, or Syracuse fans will be pulling for Syracuse. And, sorry, and Kansas fans in the Syracuse-Duke game will be pulling for who?
Cuse.
Right. So, in that game, you're going to have 12,000 Syracuse fans and 3,000 Duke fans.
Yep.
In the Clemson-Kansas game, Clemson fans will be pulling for Clemson. Kansas fans will be pulling for Kansas. Duke fans pulling for who?
The Tigers.
Right.
The Tigers.
Syracuse fans pulling for the Tigers. Mm-hmm. So now when you're going to have 10,000 Kansas fans, 5,000 Clemson fans. So, but, and there'll be more rabid about it. Kansas fans, and Ben's like, you think there'll be that many Kansas fans there? Yeah. And he said, $400 is a lot of money. Clemson fans, and if they go win the Sweet 16 or the Final 8 in basketball, I mean football, they pay $400 and they travel there. Mm-hmm. Especially if it was 2 hours away, 3 hours away. You get 80,000, you can sell 100,000 Clemson fans tickets to at $400 to go see Clemson play in a playoff game, mm-hmm. right? So this is their football. This is Duke's football, and this is Kansas's football.
Mm-hmm.
If Clemson had unlimited amount of tickets to basketball in Omaha, Nebraska this weekend, short notice getting off on stuff, it'd be tough to do. At Kansas, it's a drive. They have to take one day off. Not even a day off. 7 o'clock, you can leave it at lunchtime, leave at 2 o'clock. You're not going to tailgate, whatever. You leave Kansas City at 3 o'clock, make it up for the game. Work a half a day. Get out of school, get the kids out of school at 3 o'clock, go over to the game. You have to take a day off. Nobody misses any school. There'll be 10,000 Kansas fans there. There'll be a couple thousand Kansas fans that won't be able to get in the game. They just stand out and celebrate with the fans in the streets or the bars of Omaha, Nebraska.
Sounds like you're picking Kansas.
No.
What are they celebrating then?
Huh?
What are they celebrating?
Well, celebrating that they're there, but then they'll be heartbroken.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing better than going to an establishment after the or just a bar, I understand. It's a bar after the Fiesta Bowl and see him, because in that game of the 75,000 people that were there, there were 60,000 Ohio State fans.
Mm-hmm.
After 31-0, that was a lot of fun, man. That was a lot of fun. So the 1,000 Clemson fans that might be going out in Omaha afterwards, you're gonna like that. You're gonna have a good time with that one. All right, so you got me on that one.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right, now. Gramlich told me this, and this is interesting. Duke basketball has
2.2 million followers.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
2.2 million?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do Clemson sports. You ready?
Sure.
Have you looked up Clemson?
No. Right, I know it's not in the millions, though.
No. Let's do Clemson football, baseball, and basketball. I'm going to shock you with some of these.
It's going to be football, basketball, baseball.
You think that's the order?
Yeah.
You're going to be shocked. You are going to be shocked.
In Clemson sports?
Yes. All right. Here's a guess. Clemson football. How many followers do you think on Twitter?
Isn't it like 500 or something? Or is it higher?
Higher.
What is it?
Just guess.
700.
Higher.
8.
Higher.
9.
900,000. 910,000.2 followers. 910,000.
Yeah, about that.
Clemson. Find basketball on here. Clemson basketball. How many do you think?
Like 18.
43,000.
Is it that many? Good for them.
Here's what's the shocking part of it, though. Clemson baseball.
Oh, jeez. I just looked it up. That's a big number. I thought it'd be way lower.
Clemson, let me find one here.
Clemson baseball, 67.8 thousand.
Yeah, 67. So Clemson baseball has more Twitter followers than Clemson basketball. Part of that is that you don't have to follow Clemson basketball on Twitter. Whereas sometimes on away games, but you know, it's a good place to follow. You know, if you're away from, you know, there's other ways to follow basketball than Twitter. Baseball, like one of the few ways to follow it is Twitter. You know, if you're not watching the game, listening to the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But 900,000, like that number's big. Like Duke's big. What would you think? Let's do Kentucky. Anyway, and I think that's a pretty good indicator, right? I think that's a decent indicator of followers. Like Kentucky basketball only has 762 followers. Duke's got 2.2 million. Why is that? I thought Kentucky might be like the bigger brand. You want Ohio? Let's do Ohio State football. Ohio State football has 225,000 followers. Clemson has 910,000 followers. Isn't that crazy? What do you think is the biggest football brand in the country? Alabama?
Yeah, I think it's Clemson, actually. And I think Michigan is second.
Alabama has 804,000.
Yeah, Michigan's got
part of it is that a lot of people in Alabama don't even own a phone or a computer, don't know what Twitter is.
Sure. Michigan's got 837,000 on Twitter.
So Clemson's number one in football.
I believe that was a stat last year as well.
Okay. What's the biggest basketball brand out there? Besides Duke.
It's Duke, right?
Yeah. Besides Duke.
I don't know.
I would say Kentucky. Let's do North Carolina basketball. See how that works out for it. Graham was trying to tell me that's why Zion went to Duke, because of 2.2, and he understands all that stuff. I don't know. University of North Carolina basketball, Carolina basketball, UNC basketball, 942,000. So Duke has more than twice the followers there. That's crazy to think about through all of that. Anyway, I got a Numbers Matter segment, and I hate doing this one because of the subject of it.
Don't you do it.
I got to do it.
Don't you do
it. I have to do it. University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com, Numbers Matter to them. Rent for around $500, maybe a slightly more than $500 now because I got to go up in year two, but you still get a great deal. It's the best of the new places. You get the doggy park, the coffee bar, the resort pool. You get the common areas. You get the free Wi-Fi. You get the, you know, pet-friendly type stuff. It's a great place to live. A large-screen TV in every single living room, two bedrooms, two and a half bath. You know, you're not going to beat that. All in all, the numbers that matter. I could have done it on that one. I already had this one set up. By the way, 784-3400, University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Hate to tell you this, Bonzi Colson ends his career 14.9 points a game this year. He actually came back to play in those final one, two, three, four, five games after his injury. Thought he was gone for the year. He came back. Averaged 19.7 points a game this year. Averaged 10.1 rebounds a game. And I say finished his career because Bonzi Colson, who came back and rushed back, fractured his foot again last night. I hate that for him. I hope that won't affect his NBA career. One thing I can tell you is I don't care what team you pull for, the arch rival of the arch rival. I don't want to see anybody hurt. And I'm not a Notre Dame fan by any stretch of the imagination. But, boy, I hate to see Colson fracture his left foot again. Don't know how serious it is. Don't know what it's going to mean to his NBA career. Don't know what it's going to mean to his NBA draft. But it seemed like to me, didn't he seem like to me that he came back, like, trying to play? And I'm not sure if he rushed it or anything like that. But maybe he would have broke it at some point in time if he had stayed out even longer. Nobody knows that. But I just hate to see it that he worked that hard to get back and then got hurt again last night. Or hurt again, fractures his foot, and maybe not the draft stock that he would have done. He did that Saturday against Penn State in a loss to NIT. So, I hate that for him. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, Brad Brunell is going to join us. The Tigers are leaving Little John at 12:30 today. We'll get details of that and how you can go out and support the fellas as they go and review the wins over New Mexico State and the dominating win over Auburn and preview the upcoming regional in Omaha, Nebraska right after this short break.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has a farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Krut LED, K-R-U-T-L-E-D. Their telephone number, 864-401-8506. KrutLED.com wants to help you out. If you are a Duke Energy customer, they can give you these upfront rebates that are absolutely amazing on your LED tube lights, your LED high bay light fixtures, your parking low light, parking pole light fixtures, your 6-inch down lights. These are safer. They're better on the employee's eyes, better on your customer's eyes, with huge money savers. Saving up front, obviously, and then saving on the back end when it comes to the power bill being so much lower. There's our great friends at Krut LED, KrutLED.com. In a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by Brad Brunell as it's getting ready to go to the Omaha Regional. Zach, Daniel had asked, Gamecock football, baseball, and basketball. South Carolina football on Twitter has 355,000 followers. Gamecock men's basketball has 52,000 followers. Gamecock baseball on Twitter has 180,000. How about women's basketball for South Carolina? 55,000 for women's basketball. So just a little notes there. You know, about brand, I think Twitter's a pretty good indicator through all of that. Let's get to our phone lines now. And the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Brad Brunell, joins us. Good morning, Coach Brunell. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mick.
Well, if you're not doing great right now, you're not going to be doing great. So if you can't love this, you can't love it all. That's awesome. Congratulations on a great trip out to San Diego. Let's begin with the New Mexico State game. When we had you on last week, you said about their point guard, his quickness. You talked about your rebounding advantage, which you're able to take it to. I thought you did a great job there. The other thing I thought you did that was great was the transition baskets. Defensively, against an explosive team, Coach, you held them 38 points, 38-point percentage from the field. I thought you guys played really good on defensive end. What would you think of the effort?
Yeah, I thought our defense out west was terrific all weekend, and really that was a big part of why we were able to play so well. The rebounding was really good. New Mexico State was plus 10 or 11 in rebounding, and it was really about even. They might have won it by one or two or something negligible, and only had two in the first half, and that was a big part of why we had the lead. And then the same is true in Auburn. Auburn's a good rebounding team, and I thought our guards rebounding in that game was terrific. And obviously, when we rebound like that, that's when we can get out in transition, and that's when we're at our best.
Yeah, transition was great. I thought the interior passing, you had some easy baskets, points in the paint. Give me an idea of Shelton Mitchell. I thought that might have been his best game, his best weekend out there. 23 points, more importantly, 5 assists, no turnovers against a pretty good defensive squad, against a squad that really played supposedly really good perimeter defense. What are your thoughts about your point guard and really how he played in the game Friday night?
Yeah, I thought he was great. I thought it was one of his best games at Clemson, and hit a really big shot off the dribble when they were kind of making their run, cut it to 6, just made a huge shot and just showed very good poise. And I thought he was in control, and those guys were athletic. They were really, really athletic. They came at you. It's funny, the first 5 to 8 minutes of the game, the pace of the game was really high. I mean, it was an aggressive, high-level game. And then the game settled in a little bit. And then late in the game when they were kind of making their run and really trying to be aggressive against us, the pace came back. And that's where you just have to have really good guards that are able to make decisions, make plays for your team. I thought Shelton was unbelievable on Friday night.
And only 8 turnovers as a team against that kind of pressure. And they did turn that pressure up an awful lot. Your guards played outstanding there. The Auburn game, Coach, I mentioned this. I've been watching Clemson basketball for 43 years. I've never seen that kind of execution on both ends of the court. Is that the finest you've seen your teams play here at Clemson?
Yeah, probably is. You don't anticipate being up 70-29 in an NCAA tournament game to go to the Sweet 16. What was remarkable, and I talked about this yesterday in my press conference, was we didn't do something crazy on offense like make 17 or 18 threes.
Right.
We obviously had a good day shooting the basketball, but I think we just played exceptionally well on both ends. Our defense was outstanding in the first half. We held them to 19 points on 36 possessions, which is remarkable for a team that was averaging 80 plus points a game. I just thought our plan was good. I thought our guys were unbelievably active, and our ball screen coverages were great. And we probably just caught them off guard a little bit, to be honest. And then as we started getting some stops and getting into transition, you could just feel like it was a little bit of a steamroller there. And then obviously in the second half, when Amir made the first three right at the beginning of the second half, it was almost like it just demoralized them completely. Whatever spirit they thought they were going to have at halftime didn't work. And so I was really proud of the way our guys just finished that game. That's not easy to do. You saw Nevada come back from 22 down at half to beat Cincinnati. And obviously in New Mexico State, we had them down 16 or 18, and they made a run and cut it to 6. It's hard in those situations. It's a lot more difficult than people realize to hold on to big leads. I'm telling you, it feels like momentum gets going one way, and subconsciously the officials on every 50-50 call, it seems like things start going the other way against you on calls. And so it's just, it's a hard thing to do. And that's why I was so proud of the way our guys finished that game against Auburn.
I thought one of the most important aspects of the game was that Auburn had one look every time down court. They had five offensive rebounds. Actually, not in that, because they had six turnovers and five offensive rebounds. I'd never seen a team, I can't remember, 50 rebounds in a game. But, Coach, you locked them down. Talk about the plan and how you guys were able to keep them off the offensive boards. Hey, they missed. They went 17 of 66, and they missed three free throws in there as well, but yet they only had five offensive rebounds.
Yeah, that's obviously the as big a stat as we can have, because we're a decent rebounding team. That's the one thing that I think our team has done better this year than I anticipated. It was one of my big worries coming into the season. And some of that is just our guards have just done a really good job. We've just harped on them about, guys, you have got to go help our big guys rebound. Eli does a good job down there, but we need help from our guards. And obviously it ignites our break. You know, early on when it was, you know, still a close game, 13 all, they got two offensive rebounds. One of them was a tip dunk. And so obviously that's something we were talking about at every huddle. It was a big factor in the game. We thought if we could make their threes contested and limit some of their threes, and if we could just keep them to one shot, that we would be in good shape. And ironically, when I watched the film, as we started to get out and transition a little bit, it felt like they started to not come to the glass quite as hard, because we were scoring. If you send three or four to the glass and you don't get it, you know, obviously we have a chance to have a jailbreak the other way, and that's what we talk about a lot. We really wanted to attack them in the first 8 seconds, and I thought our guys did a great job of that.
To me, one of the things I saw was the way you move the basketball, your passing led to so many easy baskets. How did that happen scheme-wise? Maybe some down screens at times and some, you know, the fast break points at times too. The open court, the way the ball is moved around. You had so many, you know, really, really easy baskets.
Well, in the open court, it's just our guys making plays and making good decisions. And, you know, that's just beautiful to see some of the passes I thought Gabe made to Eli for layups. And we had a couple back cuts. Shelton hit Marquise on a back cut. That was terrific. Eli found Gabe and they found each other once or twice on some different things that led to open court plays. And that's really just our guys making plays. But then the other thing that we did do is we set a couple back screens. We had two or three back screen layups where we kind of had seen on film that they didn't defend back screens very well. And so we set up a couple actions to hit them on back screens. Marquise got a layup. Shelton had a layup. Scar had a tip in. Like, we got a few things that we saw on tape. So I'm just really pleased with the execution of our guys.
Yeah, high level execution is what it's going to take. Give us an idea about Kansas, the top seed there playing, and, you know, fairly close to home. Personnel wise, what kind of, obviously, your number one seed, just a very talented group.
Yeah, and they're playing probably as well as they've been playing, you know, all season. They had some struggles a little bit, and then they've kind of gotten it going again. And terrific perimeter players. Devontae Graham is an outstanding point guard. You know, just really shoots it, passes it, 17 points, 8 assists a game. He's the guy that makes them go. And one of the reasons why he's so good is because they have so much shooting. Malik Newman is the guy that's probably playing better in the last 3 weeks of right now than he's played all year, and he's making more shots. And so that's really opening things up for other people. And his aggressiveness is really causing problems for people. The foreign kid, I just call him Svi, is really an outstanding player at the wing, 6'8", 205. He looks like, kind of built like David Scar, moves really well, shoots it, drives it. Those three guys right there are as good as any three perimeter guys we've seen. That they can just really, really play and score. It sounds like they're going to have Udoka back, the big kid inside who's 7 feet, 285, and he's just a monster down low physically. You know, obviously the concern there is just foul trouble with Eli because they're just going to isolate him in certain situations. And it's really hard to help double, because if you double, you're going to give up threes. And I think if you start giving up threes, you have no chance to win. So we really got to do some things defensively to try to help Eli a little bit. He's going to have to just play hard and discipline without fouling in the game. So they're very, very talented, but they're not quite as big and strong and physical as a lot of the Kansas teams in the past, but Bill's done a good job with it because they're more of a four guard group that spreads you out and makes three. So the good news is physically, other than Udoka, who's just a monster inside, it shouldn't be a physical game where we can't handle anything like that. We've seen all of that. But skill wise and speed, they're really good, and they make 10 threes a game. So that's obviously a big part of what we got to guard.
Brad Vernell joins us. His team's getting ready to take off today. If you want to see the team off over at Little John Coliseum, they're going to leave around 12:30. I'll get you an update from him here in a second on that. You've been so good here in recent weeks of breaking this thing down. I think that's what you do. But you've been telling us here on the air, like, some big keys to these games. Is there a key or two in mind for the fans to watch Friday night?
Well, you know, I think certainly three-point defense for us. We have to do a good job of limiting that. I thought we did a great job against Auburn. Auburn was similar in nature in that they shot a lot of threes and were a big three-point shooting team, and I thought our guys did an unbelievable job with that. Kansas is probably even a little better, so that'll be a big key for us. You know, again, I think Eli staying out there in the battle with Udoka, and then us being able to figure out some ways to exploit him offensively, moving him around on the defensive end of the floor, making him guard ball screens, making him guard all around the floor, do different things to chase us, you know. And then obviously with rebounding, it's just the same as it's always going to be with this year's team. If we can rebound and get going in transition, I think we have a great chance.
I've seen several of these national pundits talk about reseeding and seeing teams playing well. I think you're one of the two or three best teams in this tournament so far. If you look at just on this tournament alone, if you didn't watch the whole season all along, does that give you some confidence? I mean, your players seemingly like they believe in it. They have played at, and I don't know if anybody's played any higher level than you guys so far through two games.
Yeah, our confidence level is really good, and I think it started, to be honest with you, out in Brooklyn. I think we went to Brooklyn with a very good mentality, great practices. You know, I think we're a little pissed off from the Syracuse game. I think, you know, just some things there, whether it was a call or two and just maybe us not finishing, I think that we were a little upset. And we had a good edge about us. And you know, we beat a Boston College team in the first game that was playing great. And I think sometimes that's harder to do than people realize, as a team that's already playing well and making shots and shooting in threes. And for a while there, we played great in that game. And then we played Virginia, who's just hard to play. And we didn't play very well in certain stretches, but our defense was great in the game. Our defense was great. And so I think we gained a lot of confidence from that performance, even though we lost, because we had chances and we know we didn't play very well on offense. And then our guys just went, you know, knowing that we weren't picked by a lot of people against New Mexico State, and just feeling good about our team and what we were doing. You know, we thought we were going to play well, and New Mexico State was good. Like, they were good. They were a good team with athletes that could shoot it, guard you, physical, bigger than I thought when you saw them up close in person. And then obviously we just carried it over to Auburn. So I think our team is playing really well right now. I think we're playing with a lot of confidence, and you know, we're just unbelievably excited about the opportunity to go up there and see what we can do. You know, we play in the best league in the country, and so, you know, it's funny. I think out west, some media folks kept asking me questions almost like we were a mid-major team or something. And I said, folks, like, we play in the ACC every year. Like, we've beaten Duke. We've beaten North Carolina. We've had big wins in our program. Like, we're used to doing this. We're used to playing these kinds of teams. So, you know, we're certainly not going to be shocked or surprised at the outcome. This team's good, and we won 11 ACC games this year in a great league. And so our guys are confident. And I think we've continued to make adjustments without Dante, and our guys have been unbelievably coachable, and that's why this group has continued to improve.
Final couple of ones for you here. Next last one, and thinking about it, because you've played in Cameron and you played your program's played in the bigger, you know, obviously in the ACC tournament, those kind of stuff, you're going to face a hostile crowd, obviously, out in yeah. Omaha. But now you got two games under your belt in the NCAA tournament, and, you know, Eli's played it before, and Scar's played it before, and Reese obviously played it before. I wouldn't guess that you guys would see anything you hadn't seen. You talked about that just now. Does that give you some confidence knowing that a lot of people go into a Kansas environment, and that'd be a big deal for them? You guys, I'm not sure that'd be a big deal.
Yeah, I hope not. I think it's like anything. You go to a new, it'll feel like a new tournament now when we go to this new environment and deal with the new arena and all that goes in. It's a little bit like starting over for every team. I think getting off to a good start is important. If we can get off to a good start and kind of just keep the crowd quiet for a little bit early, just to give our confidence going and make a shot or two so our guys, you know, feel good. We all see what happens to Gabe when he starts making a shot or two. If he makes a couple early shots, that's really a good sign for us. And so I do think that, like, we just need to get off to a good start, get our legs underneath us. But once we get off to a good start, then I don't think it'll be a big issue. I mean, we played in front of 28,000 at Syracuse in a game that, you got to remember now, that Syracuse needed that game to get into the tournament. And so their fans were pretty loud that day. They were pretty excited. So I'm hopeful that that's not going to be an issue. I do think we need to get off to a good start, though, just to kind of settle the crowd down and settle our nerves a little bit and get us in a good place.
All right, schedule-wise, because I know folks want to come out and see you guys, and I know it means an awful lot. You have a couple of people that always come out and see you off anyway. What time are you leaving from Little John? And I know people that can't get to Omaha.
Yeah, Paul and Franklin Grooms they're at the front of the line.
There you go.
Paul and Franklin Grooms, because they're there every day, whether we win or lose before and after every game. So they're going to be at the front of the line. But we're leaving about 12:45, 12:30, somewhere between 12:30 and 1, depending on how practice goes. We're getting ready to practice here at 10 o'clock. And, you know, departure time is right around 12:45-ish, here this afternoon. So, yeah, obviously look forward to seeing anybody that wants to come out and say hello. The guys would certainly appreciate that.
All right, and quickly, before I let you go, this NCAA tournament, Leonard Hamilton called it a revolution in basketball. Maybe the one-and-dones, maybe the transfer stuff, but we got 11 seeds and 9 seeds and 7 seeds and 3-5 seeds and already some of these top upsets that we've seen in typical March Madness. What's your thoughts on why we're seeing a crazy March Madness?
I just think it's college basketball now. And I've said this really for the last couple of years, the 3-point shot is as big a reason as any. Kids grow up shooting a three, and obviously three's worth more than two. So the physical nature of the game maybe isn't quite as important. You know, in football, you can just line up and just manhandle somebody at the line of scrimmage, and they almost can't do anything. If a quarterback has 2 seconds to pass, guys can't get open in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter how good your quarterback is. So, in basketball, if you can make shots, it just changes everything. And you can't just beat people up with offensive rebounds and post play and all that. And so that's a big part of it. And because of the number of kids now that are good 3-point shooters, I also just think because of AAU basketball, as much as everybody wants to hate on it, and there's certainly some things to hate, these kids play against other great players all around the country now. And it's not so regionalized that now more kids are exposed and play against better talent. And so basketball's better. There's more better players. And when kids play against better guys, they've probably played against them in AAU already. So the awe factor is not quite as big as it used to be when you played these big programs. And so I just think there's more talented players you get into these terms, and I said it before our 5-12 game, that there's really no difference between 5s and 12s anymore. I really don't think there is much difference. Certainly there is between 1s and 16s and 2s and 15s, but beyond that, there's not that much difference. And it's great that you have 10 great players over here, but you can only play 5. And another guy may only have 5 or 6, but if he can keep those guys on the floor, that's all you need. So it's great because you're going to see some of this, but it also makes it really hard to be really, really good sometimes because there's so many teams you got to beat. That's why every non-conference game in November and December, I'm trying to get our fans to come out and see us because, hey, guys, like a lot of these teams we're playing are teams that are picked to win their league, and they're really good teams, and, you know, we need support. So I just think it's the nature of college basketball now.
Hey, I lied. One quick one. How cool is it that Monty Lee and the guys give you Omaha hats? You're going to Omaha. Dabo's takes you to get the fan base. Your kids are seeing it everywhere you guys are walking around now. I know it's spring break, but it's got to be cool for you and your kids to have that kind of love you guys are getting loved on right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Brad Owens, I think, was probably he and Lucas got together and spearheaded that. Lucas McKay for me, our two ops guys. You know, we have a great relationship with those guys over in baseball. And, you know, the other day I was over at one of their games against South Carolina. And those guys come to our games. And I think that's just one of the cool things about Clemson. I really do. I just think there's this – Clemson family that we really live here. And it's one of the things that I love about being at Clemson is Dabo and Monty. And it's not just basketball, baseball, and football. It's everybody. Mike Noonan and soccer and Eddie Radwanski and Larry Penley and Kelly Hester. I mean, everybody, you know, texts you and you're texting them encouragement. And it's just another example of that. And it's something we talk about in recruiting that we try to use. This is really just a special place where people genuinely care and care about each other. And just a great gesture by those guys. And, hey, it's cool for us to go up there with our Omaha hats. And certainly I told somebody that they should be looking for our baseball team. I know we had a little bit of a tough weekend and a tough night last night, but believe me, mine is going to get those guys right, and wouldn't be surprised if they're going to be in Omaha later this year.
Awesome. Coach, congratulations. Great trip to Omaha. Let's talk next week about a trip to San Antonio.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Congratulations again. It's Brad Burnell. Go see the fellas off today at noon to 12:30 before they shuffle off to Omaha. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Wrap things up. Final segment show right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and, of course, the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy 8 pieces of perfectly seasoned chicken for just $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits. Bojangles, it's bow time.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
At Seneca Mattress Outlet, we know that tax time means shopping time. Here, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and still have money left over. Mattresses start as low as $196, and you still get your box spring free. But the deal doesn't stop there. For a limited time only, you can upgrade your box spring to an adjustable base and save 50% off on our already low prices. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Spring is sprung at Ed Murdoch Superstores. Hi, I'm John Murdoch.
And I'm Daniel Murdoch. It's Ram Truck Month, and we're offering up to $15,000 off new 2017 Ram 1500 crew cabs.
And Daniel, it's on. If I sell more trucks than you, Dad says you're cutting his grass and weeding for a month. Remember, if it doesn't say Ed Murdoch's, you pay too much.
Ed Murdoch Superstores, exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia.
See us for details.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come over after school?
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Final segment of a Wednesday. Tomorrow, Paul Strelow, TigerRealEstate.com is going to be here. The American Barbershop is back. It's back over at Roosters. In case you missed Chad from Columbia yesterday, and he hadn't called in so far today. In case you missed his call yesterday, you might have missed the thought where he said, I went to Roosters. I needed a haircut. I went to Roosters. Never had the hot towel treatment. Never had the straight razor shave on the back of my neck. Never had that massage. He goes, I treated myself. I didn't know what was going on. Next thing you know, everything was amazing. So it's our friends over at Roosters. He called 884-8920. 884-8920. And off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. And if you know something, Zach, I thought he looked great. Matter of fact, I thought he looked marvelous. RoostersMGC.com. Again, RoostersMGC.com. We have a ton of things to get into in our final segment. Clemson baseball loses walk-off grand slam. Coastal last night, 9-5. Tigers fall to 16-5. Louisville Friday night, 6 o'clock. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. PGA Tour starts their March Madness today. What's wrong? You okay? Yeah, we'll take a phone call. If we can. Let me tell you quickly too. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line, text message 986-1566, Healthcare text line, and on Twitter. Still got some Twitter stuff to get to. South Carolina loses in baseball to Citadel 4-3. I saw one Mark Kingston quote. I think I like Mark Kingston. He said after the game, I'm sick of losing one run games, especially in our own ballpark. I like this guy. Seems like he suits it pretty straight. New football leagues and start the spring of 2019. CBS is behind this one. Dick Ebersol is behind this one. And Randrakus Davis, wide receiver for South Carolina, out for the spring. Anything else? Touched on a lot of stuff here today. Appreciate Brad Brunell joining us. Talk a lot of Clemson basketball today. Sam Blackman gave you the three retired jerseys or Ring of Honor guys in Clemson basketball. Dale Davis, Tree Rollins, and Banks McFadden. And then Brad Brunell joined us. What did you learn anything from Brad?
Yeah, they're excited to go to Omaha.
Yeah, and I'm excited for him. Here's what I learned. Kansas big man looks like he's going to be back. My former Clemson basketball buddy says that I think the pick and roll, trying to make their big men defend the pick and roll might be big. Use your quickness against their big guy.
I was just excited yesterday. I told you just earlier in the show on his little video of his interview yesterday where he goes, why not us? That got me going. I'm ready.
Let's do it. In college basketball right now, why not anybody?
Why not more?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Go ahead and take care of that. Skip Wright said on Twitter, at Mickey Potter, I remember going to the orange and white basketball game and telling my dad Dale Davis is going to be as good or better than Tree. My dad said, you're crazy. And as soon as he saw Dale slam the ball so hard, the whole basket system shook the roof. Dowd himself writes on, or at Mickey Potter, the one positive thing about DeChambeau, and there's not many positives. The one positive thing, He likes to make America great again. Little MAGA. So Keith writes in. Remember earlier in the show I talked about how bad the weather was? Remember, Keith? I remember I talked about how cold it was, how my midweek golf rounds have been miserable so far?
Yeah.
Keith writes in, I love that Zach probably had 3 hours of sleep last night, and Mickey's complaining about the weather not being perfect for his golf game. Too funny.
Ain't that the truth?
Natty Champs writes in on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, when is Keir Meredith due back? I'll tell you this, not soon enough.
Mm.
They need that bat. They need that speed. They need that defense. They need Keir Meredith bad. And I thought as early as today. Natty Champs, I will get you this. Tomorrow, it will be one of the first questions I ask Bradley Leroy tomorrow. So 7:45 tomorrow, little Bradley Leroy.
Paul Strelo tomorrow.
Yeah, Paul Strelo as well, 8:05. It's going to be a good show tomorrow.
Man, big show tomorrow. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
But if you do.
Always on podcast. Every single show, always on podcast.
WCCPFM.com.
That's right. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone sports every single day. Today, I will forgive. Oh, did I tell you Brad's going to take care of our windshield? Yeah, I told you yesterday. Windshield. Meredith has a crack in her windshield.
Yeah, you told the story. It was
one
great
phone call, gave the account number. Everything's
great.
Good.
Send
Friday.
Go up. It's good to go. Free windshield. Boop.
Done.
Bye.
That's it.
What'd she hit?
She didn't.
What hit her?
Like some rock from a tractor trailer. But it's all good. Everything's good. Today I forgive Alabama fans for not going to spring game. What? Tua's not playing.
Tua had a thumb injury at practice yesterday.
Yeah.
On his throwing hand, his left hand. So he's going to Birmingham to get it looked at.
To Dr. Paul Andrews? Dr.
James Andrews.
James Andrews.
I don't know. They did not
specify. Paul's his understudy's cousin. So we don't know about his thumb.
We don't know. It could be Jalen Hurts' team again.
I told you, man.
Even though they're getting equal reps at first team right now.
Yeah. I don't like Alabama football. But, boy, I don't want to see anybody hurt, man. I hate that. I really, truly hate that for him. And he seemed like a really, really good kid, doesn't he?
I mean, I guess. As much as I saw him in the championship game.
I mean, how he was took up for Jalen Hurts and seemed like a very mature kid through all that. We finish things up, buddy, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
A tad bit of sports history for you today there, Mickey Plyler. March 21st, 1964, the illustrious John Wooden wins his first of 10 national championships at UCLA. 10 in 12 seasons, beating Duke by the score of 98-83, finishing the season 30-0.
That's crazy.
How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Again, maybe the greatest coach in all of team sports here. My two-minute drill, brought to you by Eric Newton.